Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I've been trying to lose weight for years, but it's always been a struggle. Everyone in my family is big, and I never really saw that as much of a problem until I moved to West Hollywood. It's been 3 years since I came here, and ever since then, I've always been the fun, fat friend in the group. Everyone else is ripped and gorgeous. They don't try to make a big deal about my weight, but it's obvious that they treat me differently. Last winter, my roommate Parker and his boyfriend Chad invited me with them to go to their gym. They assured me that lots of people my size worked out there, so I wouldn't be embarrassed. I agreed, but as soon as I got there, I knew they lied to me. Everyone in the place looked like a male model. It was ridiculous. I tried using the treadmill, but I could feel the other guys staring at me as I huffed and puffed my way through the excruciating miles. I was bright red and dripping with sweat, surrounded by all the beautiful people. I told myself that I'd never come back here. But after I showered off and changed back into my street clothes, someone grabbed my shoulder.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At first, I thought it was Parker. But when I turned around, I found myself looking into the most beautiful eyes I'd ever seen. "Hey," said the stranger. "I'm Steven. You're new here, right?" We started talking, and it was obvious this guy was flirting with me. Honestly, it felt good. One thing led to another, and he invited me out for coffee. I ordered a black coffee, nothing else, but Steven insisted that I try the cheesecake. He said that it was amazing. I tried to protest. I was struggling to lose weight after all, but he wouldn't take no for an answer. That's when I knew that he was some kind of chubby chaser. I'm a direct person, so I just asked him if that was the case, and he said that he liked my body type. It had been so long since someone had complimented me on my looks, so I was flattered. But I told him that I wanted to get healthier for my own sake. He smiled and said that he didn't have a problem with that. He still ordered the cheesecake, but he said it was just for him. Not surprisingly, he had two bites of the stupid thing before he slid it across the table in hopes that I would have the rest. I really didn't want to, but it looked so good. We talked for about an hour, and things were going so well. I was starting to really like him. By the time he stood up and said he had to get back to work, I realized that I'd eaten the rest of the cheesecake without even realizing it. After that, Steven and I started seeing each other more and more. He was perfect in every way, except he kept making plans whenever I tried to go to the gym, and he kept buying me snacks and desserts that I inevitably ate. I knew exactly what he was doing, but I couldn't stop myself. I was really starting to fall for the guy. Of course, after a few weeks like this, I noticed that my weight was going up. Parker politely encouraged me to try more cardio at the gym. He even gave me some smoothies that I could drink instead of regular meals. It was clear that he was worried about me. He knew that I had started seeing someone, but he had no idea that my new boyfriend was the reason for my increase in weight. And all this time, Steven treated me like a prince. He was pretty well off, so he always paid for everything. I started spending more time at his place than my own, and ended up seeing less and less of Parker and my other friends. He lived in a gorgeous condo, and I felt really comfortable there. But he said that the top floor was off limits. His office was up there, and he had a lot of confidential files that he needed to keep safe. I didn't think anything of it until a few weeks ago. I was alone in the condo because Stephen had decided to drive to the grocery store and pick up some snacks. He let me watch TV alone, but just a few minutes after, I heard a soft thump coming from upstairs. I knew that no one else was in the house, so I decided to go upstairs and check it out. I reached the door to his office and knocked. "Anyone in there?" I asked. No answer. I tried again. "Hello, is anyone in here?" I heard a soft groan. Someone was definitely inside. I tried to open the door, but it was locked. I was starting to get seriously creeped out, and I knew I couldn't just give up. I slammed my body against the door. It took me 3 tries, but I was able to break it open. One of the benefits of my added weight, I guess. What I saw inside that room shocked me to my core. There was a single bed inside, surrounded by huge canisters. And on that bed was the biggest man I'd ever seen. He filled up the entire bed, parts of him hanging off over the edge. He tried to say something to me, but his mouth was covered by some plastic tube connected to one of the canisters, a feeding tube. I ran over and pulled the nozzle out of his mouth. "Who are you?" I asked. "What's going on?" "Called the police," he wheezed. A thick pink liquid coated his chin from the tube. I looked at the nozzle, which had fallen to the ground. It was still pumping out more of the liquid, spilling it onto the carpet. Had Stephen done this to him? Was he keeping him captive? Just pumping him full of calories?
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And worst of all, was he planning to do the same thing to me? "Let's get out of here," I said. I grabbed his massive arm and tried to pull him into a sitting position, but he wouldn't budge. He was too big to move. He was trapped there. I pulled out my phone and frantically tried to unlock it, but before I could, Stephen appeared from behind me and pulled the phone from my hands. "I see you've met my ex," he said.
"Stephen!" I shouted. "Give me the phone!"
He shook his head, grinning. "Sorry, my love. I told you not to come up here." And with that, he shoved me. I fell backwards, colliding with the man's massive body. Stephen chucked my phone out the door, and I could hear it fall down the stairs. Then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a bottle of what I assume was chloroform. I couldn't let him get me. I reached down and grabbed the nozzle which laid on the ground. It was still pumping out the liquid. I held it up and blasted Stephen in the face. He wasn't expecting it and stumbled backwards. The ground was already coated with the slippery stuff, and he slid even more. Before I knew it, he fell out the door. He tried to grab onto the door frame, but he couldn't. In seconds, he fell to the bottom of the stairs. I followed him down. He was motionless, his neck twisted unnaturally to the side. I couldn't tell if he was still breathing. I crouched over him and dug his phone out of his pocket, then called 911. Stephen ended up in a coma that he still hasn't woken up from. He's in the hospital now, strapped to feeding tubes of his own. Marcos, his kidnapped ex, is at a treatment center trying to get his life back. As for me, I'm back at my old apartment with my old friends. I go to the gym 3 times a week, and I'm already down 16 pounds.
The thrill of being trapped alone in my own world, away from the general bustle of the gym, made me go faster on the treadmill. I had my eyes trailing the city outside with the full-length glass that showed a whole city sprawled from the base of the gym to the far ends of the ocean shores. What my eyes saw stimulated my senses. The music in my head proved useful company. Jarring reverberations that enlivened every muscle in my body to bursting life. I could deal with the agitation. It gave me fuel, cozied me away from all my troubles. Every pore of my body burst with sweat, sweet juices from running so fast and enduring such an intense routine. It was not my first time, and somewhere in the back of my head I knew it would not be my last. 4, 3, 2... I mouthed as I counted down to the end of my intense lap, and at the end of my countdown, I tapped on the screen of the machine. The sliding floors of the machine slowed down, and so did my pace. I caught my breath and exhaled powerfully when I decelerated to a manageable jog. I had been so focused on my work that it only took me slowing down to notice from the corner of my eyes that someone had been staring at me from quite a distance. Instinctively, I turned in his direction. There he was, a full-grown man like a child, ginger-haired and chubby with a tall plastic cup of soda in his hand. He had on a gray shirt with a sweaty patch around the neck and some of the sweat under both of his arms. His eyes were heavy and they stared from under even heavier brows. Naked vulnerability in the middle of the gym did not deter his attention from me, and I felt a sickly feeling running through me from being under the crooked, uncontrollable gaze of this man. I was startled by the audacity of the episode, and quickly I turned away. Weirdo, I muttered when I stepped off the platform of the treadmill. I took a few steps towards the more populated area of the dumbbells. I sighted the 8-kilogram bars, and I sauntered towards it after brief smiles at the more familiar faces in the gym. I sat on the bench with both the dumbbells on each side of me and straightened out my back. Naturally, my eyes went up again and again. There he was. Now without the plastic cup of drink, just staring at me.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
My stomach sank and I immediately had an awry feeling about him. I bent over to lift, but sheer frustration wore my arms out. Fuck, I cussed, knowing I was done for the day because a man who did not know his place in the gym or around it decided to ruin it for me. I thought of walking up to him immediately and shoving my fingers in his face to inquire why he stared at me in such a way, but that was a bad idea. It was a terrible thing to have a creep on one's tail. It was worse to have a creep with a motive. I slipped my headset backwards, and again, I was off in the world of the gym, just like everyone else. I peeled the patch off my hand gloves and pulled them off. When my head came back up, he was gone. I gasped, and my sense of wariness immediately kicked into a frenzy. My eyes roamed around the gym briefly, and not a sign of him was found anywhere around the wide expanse of the gym. My heart kicked back into the same rhythm that I had during my run. The problem was that I wasn't running, so it was all a nasty sensation in my chest. I set out for my bag immediately, with conflicting thoughts of distraction. I offered a small prayer that the strange feeling was all a mistake and that nothing untoward happened towards me. I slinged my bag over my shoulders and made my way to exit the building. The sun outside had started to come out in its glory, and I was strangely aware of my circumstance. I could still appreciate the fine day it was with the mild heat burning on the skin. I pulled out my car keys and squeezed. My car squealed. I hesitated. Damn. It had been so natural to me that I hadn't realized the mistake until I had done it. If the ginger-haired creep was in the parking lot waiting on me, now he surely knew where my car was. The fact that I did not know what to expect made me sick. It manifested in all parts of my body as my skin soon started to splotch. My fingers also shook violently, and when I tried to speak, I noticed I couldn't do so without gasping. I stepped gently towards the maze of cars, looking over my shoulders the entire time to be sure I wasn't followed, and I gasped a sigh of relief when I reached my car. I placed my hands on the hinge. A red chubby hand clasped my hand over the hinge and gripped me tightly. "I've got a knife to the side of your stomach, and I will spill your guts if you so much as think of screaming," he said. And even though I had never heard him speak up until that point, I knew it was him. "Please," I begged, dripping in perspiration as the sharp tip of the knife poked into my belly. I was dizzy, and all my senses went into distemper. My vision was blurry, and the feeling of sun on my skin faded to the point when I was numb, I could only beg. His presence behind me grew larger, as though my offering of pleas served to unravel his appetite. "How about I skin you and splay you all over the concrete of this gym parking lot?" he asked, and I had no doubts that was what he intended to do. I could already picture the headlines in my head. The gore of it was repulsive. It was not the way I wished to go. I stifled my scream. "I'm gonna kill you, stupid piece of shit," he spoke with venom. He flicked his arm, and just as I felt his arm move around me with the knife, which he intended to poke first and then drag along, he suddenly stopped. I heard another gun draw.
"Your hands where I can see them,"
a strange female voice said seemingly out of the blue. The ginger-haired man unwound for me quickly, and he tossed the knife to the ground as he complied. I turned around wheezing breathlessly, and there were cops behind us in the parking lot, and one of the staff of the gym was standing behind them.
"Are you okay, miss?"
the staff asked as the cop swooped in to do his job.
"I saw your entire interaction with him, and I knew I had to call the cops. Are you okay?"
he asked again. I nodded. Even though I was not okay, and I had just had the most horrifying few moments of my life in the gym parking lot, I was grateful to still have my life as they walked the crazed ginger-haired man away from me in cuffs. I sat alone in my apartment watching Netflix. I'd broken up with my boyfriend Bill about a month ago, so it was going to be another solo night of Netflix and chill. I was fine with that. I missed having a boyfriend, but I didn't miss Bill. It was a total nightmare to live with. Despite all our arguments, all the times he snapped at me over nothing, Bill had been completely shocked when I decided to end things. It didn't go well. It had been weeks since I'd heard from him, though, so it seemed like he had finally taken the hint and gotten out of my life. So on the night when all this happened, I sat on my sofa and tried to relax. I made some popcorn and fixed myself a margarita. I didn't eat or drink any of it, though, because I had to pick the movie first. That was my rule. It was my way of making sure that I didn't speed through empty calories, and it also helped me pick movies faster. Without that incentive, I'd probably spend hours scanning through all the choices. I opened Netflix, and I noticed that there was a horror movie on my continue watching list. I never watch horror movies, so I knew right away that Bill must have saved my password and kept using my Netflix account. I was pissed, of course. I'd have to change my password right away, but first I clicked on the movie. I wasn't sure why. Maybe I was just curious. It was called Psycho X, which seemed pretty fitting. I guess Bill had stopped watching at around the halfway mark, so I rewound to 15 minutes earlier and pressed play. The movie showed a woman who looked a bit like me. Same blonde hair, same glasses. She was sitting alone in her house, and there was a loud knock at the door. The woman, acting like a real idiot, ran to answer the door. No one was outside. She looked all around the porch. When she got back inside, she seemed pretty frazzled. So frazzled, in fact, that she didn't notice the masked man lurking right outside her window. She sat on her sofa, completely unaware that the man had climbed into her house. The woman started watching her movie, and the masked man lurked right behind her. He had a long wire in his gloved hands. He walked closer, and the floorboards creaked under him. Just as the woman turned around, the man wrapped the wire around her neck and squeezed. She struggled to push him away, but he just squeezed tighter. It was horrible. I hated movies like this. As the woman was choking to death, The masked man got right in her face and whispered, "You never should have left me." And with one more pull of the wire, she was dead. I stopped the movie. It was disgusting, but I could see why someone like Bill would like it. He probably sympathized with the killer. He probably stopped watching the movie halfway through because he didn't want to see the killer get caught at the end. He wanted to end things right there. I went back to the main menu and picked the first rom-com I could find. I needed something that would make me forget about Bill. Just as the opening credits started to play, I heard a loud knock on the door. My blood instantly ran cold. I paused the movie and walked to the front door. I looked through the peephole, but no one was there. "Hello?" I called. No answer. This was exactly like the movie. As I walked back towards the living room, I noticed that my kitchen window was partly open. Again, just like in the movie. That was how the killer had snuck in. I thought about Bill, about all the horrible things he said to me, all the threats about ruining my life and getting revenge. Perhaps the movie had inspired him to act out what he saw on the screen. I wouldn't put it past him. But I was done living in fear. I was done thinking about that psycho. So I left the window open and, just in case, grabbed a knife from the drawer. Then I sat back down in front of the TV and restarted the movie. A few minutes later, I heard rustling from the other room. I didn't need to turn around. I knew what was happening. Bill was wriggling his fat body through the window. In the movie, the killer was quiet as a mouse. But this was real life, and Bill wasn't that talented. He slowly crept through the kitchen and into the living room. I could hear every one of his steps. It took all my strength not to turn around. I was scared, barely able to breathe, but mostly I was angry. If he was going to ignore the restraining order and sneak in...
Moto Casino! America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And I was going to fight back. His footsteps stopped, and I knew that he was standing right behind me. That was when I turned around and saw him looming over me. Just like in the movie, he held a wire over my head. I had just enough time to register his face, the homicidal look in his brown eyes, before he brought the wire down. I twisted out of the way before he could wrap it around my throat. Then I jumped up, knife in hand, and stabbed him right in the stomach. He doubled over and crumpled to the ground. I stood over him and stabbed again. He begged for me to stop. I could barely make out his words through all the blood that was pooling inside of his mouth. As he twitched on the floor, I told him, "You couldn't even think of an original way to kill me. You had a copy from some crappy movie." His breathing became heavy. "And don't steal my Netflix," I told him. I waited for a few minutes until I called the police. By then, he was gone. And even though my hands were dirty from his blood, I reached into my bowl and grabbed a handful of popcorn. It tasted good.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.